Hey everyone. Are you ready to dive into the future of work and how AI is changing everything?
Always ready for that.
Okay, good. Because we found this really fascinating article on ADR.org.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, and it talks about how the American Arbitration Association, the AAA, is using AI in a way that I never would have expected.
I know, right?
Yeah, they're using this platform called HeyGen to revolutionize their training and communications.
It's pretty amazing. You think about the AAA and you think very traditional, resolving disputes and things.
Very, very formal.
Exactly. And here they are on the cutting edge of AI adoption.
And it seems like they're having a lot of fun with it, too.
Oh, yeah. The employees they interviewed for the article were so enthusiastic.
Yeah, Cassandra Takur, she's the assistant VP of panel resources and development.
Right.
She said she was able to create a training in 40% less time.
Wow.
Thanks to HeyGen.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So not only is it more engaging and dynamic than, say, a PowerPoint.
Oh, for sure.
But it's also way more efficient.
You know, I was thinking about that. It really frees up time for people to focus on other things.
Exactly.
More strategic work or, just having more time to think and be creative.
So for those of us who are maybe not as familiar with this technology.
Sure.
What exactly is HeyGen?
So HeyGen is basically this AI-powered platform that lets you create videos with these super realistic avatars.
Oh, wow.
And you just type in your script and the AI generates a video with the avatar speaking the text.
So I wouldn't even need a camera or a microphone.
Nope. Not even a voiceover artist.
That's wild.
I know, right?
So what are some of the features that the AAA employees were really excited about?
Well, they really love the text-to-speech capabilities.
Right.
And the fact that it has all these different voices and accents to choose from.
So you can really personalize it.
Exactly. And they also highlighted the built-in language translation.
Oh, wow. So you could create a training video in English and then instantly have it translated into Spanish or French or
any language you need, pretty much.
That's amazing, especially for a global organization like the AAA.
Yeah, it really breaks down those communication barriers.
What about the avatars themselves? Can you customize them?
Yeah, you can choose from a library of pre-designed avatars.
Okay.
With different looks and styles. And they were talking about how in the future, they might even be able to create custom avatars.
Oh, wow.
That look like their own team members.
That would be so cool.
Right. It would add this really personal touch.
So it sounds like they're using HeyGen for a lot of internal stuff, like training and communication.
Yeah, primarily internal for now.
But are they using it at all for external communications?
They are starting to explore that.
Okay.
Maggie Lalowski-Zhang, she works in divisional operational support.
Uh-huh.
She sees a lot of potential for using HeyGen in external communications. Creating short clips for LinkedIn or maybe even producing training videos for their clients.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, especially those short engaging videos that are so popular these days.
So it seems like they're just scratching the surface of what's possible with this technology.
Totally.
So I'm curious, how are different departments at the AAA actually using HeyGen right now?
Well, they're using it in all sorts of creative ways.
Like what?
Well, Jeremy Lesser, he's a product trainer there.
Okay.
He used HeyGen to create a video explaining the new features in their WebFile mobile app.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. Instead of sending a long email with static screenshots.
Right.
He was able to make this dynamic visual guide that was much easier to understand.
So it's not just for formal training. It's for all kinds of communication.
Exactly. And Chrisha Barber, she's a data intelligence analyst.
Okay.
She's been using HeyGen to make her training materials on data intelligence way more engaging.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know, right? But she found that videos with the AI avatars explaining the information were way more interesting than just a typical PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like having a virtual presenter.
Right.
So it sounds like the feedback from AAA employees has been really positive.
Oh, yeah. Overwhelmingly positive.
But have they encountered any challenges or limitations with HeyGen?
Well, no technology is perfect.
Right.
They did mention some issues with integrating HeyGen with other tools.
Okay.
And, sometimes the editing capabilities aren't as robust as professional video editing software.
I see.
But they've been really resourceful in finding workarounds, using things like Canva.
Oh, that's cool.
To overcome those limitations.
So they're really embracing that kind of experimental mindset.
Exactly.
So where do they see HeyGen going within their organization in the future?
Well, they have some pretty ambitious plans.
Like what?
Earl Hassel, the VP of Educational Services, he thinks we'll see even more realistic avatars in the future. Maybe even AAA-specific avatars that actually look like their employees.
That would be incredible.
I know, right?
And Cassandra Takwer, she believes that as Heijin evolves, it's going to become even more tightly integrated into their daily workflows.
Yeah, it's going to become like an indispensable tool.
So this raises a really interesting question for our listeners.
What's that?
If the AAA is using AI to create these engaging training videos,
yeah,
what other tasks or processes could be revolutionized by AI video generation?
It's a fascinating question to consider.
Yeah, because this isn't just about the AAA. This is about the future of work in general.
Exactly. I think the AAA's experience provides a glimpse into a future where AI tools can empower organizations to be more efficient, innovative, and adaptable.
And it's a future that we need to be prepared for.
Absolutely. We need to be open to new possibilities and explore how AI can enhance our capabilities.
Not replace them.
Right. It's all about finding that balance.
So before we dive into the broader implications of AI for the workplace, let's take a closer look at some of the more advanced features of Heijin that the AAA is excited about.
That's good to me.
Because they mentioned something about integration with ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah, that's a game changer.
ChatGPT, the AI chatbot that everyone's talking about.
The one and only.
How does that even work with Heijin?
Well, imagine being able to use ChatGPT to generate scripts for your videos.
Okay.
Instead of writing everything from scratch,
yeah,
you could just give ChatGPT a topic or a few key points, and it would generate a whole script for you.
Wow, that would save so much time.
Right.
And it could help people who aren't like natural writers create really compelling video content.
Exactly. It's all about making content creation more accessible.
So the integration of ChatGPT with Heijin is like opening up a whole new world of possibilities.
I think so. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see where this technology goes next.
Me too. It's going to be fascinating to watch it unfold.
Yeah.
And it's not just about like automating the writing, you know? Yeah. The potential for ChatGPT goes way deeper.
Like how?
Well, imagine creating these like interactive training scenarios.
Okay.
Where the AI avatar actually responds to the user's input.
Oh, wow.
Based on a set of pre-programmed rules.
So it's not just like a one-way video. It's like...
It's interactive.
Yeah.
It's almost like a choose-your-own-adventure kind of learning experience.
I could actually like have a dialogue with the AI avatar.
Exactly.
And get personalized feedback.
Exactly. It's a whole new level of interactivity.
So it's not just about making things faster or more efficient. It's about making things more engaging.
And effective.
Yeah. Because if you're more engaged, you're going to learn more.
Absolutely. Engagement is key.
So is the AAA actually exploring this kind of interactive training with Heijin and ChatGPT?
Earl Hassel even mentioned this feature called Heijin Streaming.
Okay.
It's still in development, but it would allow for real-time conversations with an avatar.
Whoa, hold on. A real-time conversation with an AI.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
Yeah, like what are the implications of that?
Well, think about it. Imagine customer service interactions handled by AI avatars that can access this huge database of information and provide support instantly.
So like no more waiting on hold.
No more waiting on hold.
That's a dream come true.
Or think about virtual training sessions led by AI experts who are available 24/7.
So you can learn anything you want at any time.
Exactly.
It's like having a personal tutor in your pocket.
It really is amazing.
So this is all pretty futuristic stuff, but what can our listeners take away from the AAA's experience with Heijin right now?
I think the biggest takeaway is that it's important to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to new technologies.
Okay.
The AAA, even though they're a very traditional organization,
right,
they've shown a real willingness to embrace innovation and experiment with AI.
And they're already reaping the benefits.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in or what your role is.
It's important to be aware of these emerging technologies.
Because they could transform your work.
And it's not just about being aware of them. It's about being willing to experiment with them.
Yeah. It's about having that growth mindset.
Okay.
Being open to new ideas and exploring how tools like Heijin can enhance your skills.
And help you achieve your goals.
More effectively. Exactly.
But AI isn't a magic bullet, right?
Of course not.
There are considerations and potential drawbacks.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are some of the things we need to be thinking about?
Well, as with any powerful tool, there's always the possibility of misuse.
Right.
And as AI becomes more sophisticated, we need to be mindful of the ethical implications.
Ethical implications? Like what?
Well, for example, ensuring that it's used responsibly.
So it's not just about embracing innovation. It's about approaching AI with a critical eye.
And a sense of responsibility.
Yeah, because we don't want to create a future that we don't want to live in.
Exactly. We need to ask ourselves some tough questions about the potential impact of AI on society.
Okay.
And work together to develop guidelines and safeguards.
To ensure that it's used ethically.
And for the betterment of society.
So let's bring the focus back to the AAA for a moment.
Okay.
What other insights can we glean from their experience with Hayden?
One thing that really stands out is their focus on accessibility.
Okay.
You know, their commitment to creating training and communication materials in multiple languages.
Yeah.
It really demonstrates their dedication to inclusivity.
Reaching a wider audience.
Exactly.
That's really important in a globalized world.
Yeah. Being able to communicate effectively across language barriers is more important than ever.
And Hayden's language translation features make it so easy to do that.
It really does.
So they're not just using Hayden to be more efficient.
Right.
They're using it to be more inclusive and equitable in their communications.
It's a great example of how technology can be a powerful tool for social good.
It's all about how we choose to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've talked a lot about how the AAA is using Hayden, but I'm curious about other potential applications.
Oh, there's so many possibilities.
Like what?
Well, think about the education sector.
Okay.
AI avatars could personalize learning experiences for students.
Providing tailored instruction.
And feedback, exactly.
Or imagine using AI avatars in marketing and advertising.
Oh, yeah.
To create more engaging and targeted campaigns.
That's a great idea.
And let's not forget about the entertainment industry.
Yeah, yeah.
AI could revolutionize the way movies and TV shows are made.
I mean, it could even create entire virtual worlds populated by AI characters.
That's wild.
I know the potential is truly mind-boggling.
But let's bring it back to our listeners for a moment.
Okay.
How can they start exploring the world of AI video generation and see what it can do for them?
Well, there are a lot of resources available online.
Like what?
Some platforms offer free trials.
Okay.
So you can experiment with different features and see if it's the right fit for your needs.
So it's a matter of doing some research,
yeah.
Trying out different tools.
And seeing what works best for you.
And remember, the learning curve for AI tools is getting shorter all the time.
That's true.
As the technology advances, it's becoming more user-friendly and accessible.
To a wider range of people.
So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the specific ways the AAA is using Hayden.
Yeah.
To the broader implications of AI video generation for various industries.
It's been a fascinating exploration.
But before we wrap up,
yeah.
I want to circle back to a crucial point we touched on earlier.
Okay.
While the possibilities of AI are exciting,
yeah.
We can't ignore the potential challenges and ethical considerations.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So let's delve into those considerations in more detail.
Does it.
And explore how we can ensure that AI is used ethically.
Okay.
And for the betterment of society.
I'm ready when you are.
So when we talk about AI and ethics, what are some of the specific concerns that we should have on our radar?
Well, one of the biggest concerns with AI, you know, particularly in the realm of video generation, is the potential for misuse, you know, through deepfakes.
Deepfakes, like those videos that are manipulated to make it look like someone is saying or doing things that they never actually did.
Exactly. And as AI technology advances, deepfakes are becoming increasingly sophisticated.
Yeah. It's getting harder and harder to tell what's real and what's not.
It really is. And that raises some serious concerns about the spread of misinformation.
Right. Because if you can't trust what you see or hear.
Exactly.
Then it becomes really difficult to know what's true.
And it can also be used to damage reputations or even incite violence.
So this is a really serious issue.
It is.
So how do we address this challenge?
Oh, it's going to require a multifaceted approach.
Okay.
Researchers are working on developing deepfake detection technologies.
So we can identify them more easily.
Right. And social media platforms are taking steps to flag or remove deepfakes.
But it sounds like it's an ongoing arms race.
It is. It's going to require a collective effort from policymakers, tech companies, and individuals to stay ahead of the curve.
So it's not just about technology. It's also about education and awareness.
Exactly. We need to be more aware of the potential for manipulation.
Okay.
And develop a healthy skepticism toward video content.
Especially when it comes to sensitive or controversial topics.
Right, because that's where the stakes are the highest.
So another ethical concern surrounding AI is its potential impact on the workforce.
Yeah, a lot of people are worried about AI taking their jobs.
Right, and as AI becomes more sophisticated, those fears are only going to grow.
Yeah, it's a valid concern and one that we need to address proactively.
So what do we do?
Well, while it's true that AI will automate certain tasks and potentially make some jobs obsolete,
right,
it's also likely to create new opportunities and transform the nature of work in many industries.
So rather than viewing AI as a threat, we should see it as a catalyst for change.
Exactly. An opportunity to adapt and upskill for the jobs of the future.
So what kind of skills should we be focusing on?
Well, the key is to develop skills that complement AI.
Okay.
Such as critical thinking, creativity, problem solving, and emotional intelligence.
So skills that are difficult for machines to replicate.
Exactly. Those skills will be in high demand as AI becomes more integrated into our workplaces.
And the AAA's experience with HeyGen actually provides a great example of this.
How so?
Well, they're not using HeyGen to replace human workers.
Right.
They're using it to augment their capabilities and empower their employees to be more efficient and creative.
Yeah, that's a great point. The goal of AI should be to enhance human potential, not to replace it entirely.
And the organizations that will thrive in the future are those that embrace this mindset.
Absolutely.
And invest in training and upskilling their workforce.
To adapt to the changing technological landscape.
So the AAA story is really inspiring.
It is.
It highlights the importance of embracing innovation and experimenting with new technologies, but also approaching AI with a sense of responsibility and a commitment to using it ethically.
I completely agree. The future of AI is ultimately in our hands.
It's up to us to shape its development and ensure that it's used for good.
And the AAA's journey with HeyGen provides valuable lessons for all of us as we navigate this exciting and uncharted territory.
So for our listeners who are eager to explore the world of AI video generation, what's the first step?
Well, I'd say start by exploring the various platforms that are available.
Okay.
Many of which offer free trials, so you can kind of get a feel for how they work.
So just dive in and start experimenting.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to have fun with it.
And remember, there are tons of online resources and communities where you can connect with other AI enthusiasts, learn from their experiences, and get support along the way.
The AI community is incredibly welcoming and supportive.
That's great to hear.
The most important thing is to approach AI with curiosity, a willingness to learn, and a commitment to using this powerful technology for good.
I think that's a perfect note to end on.
I agree.
We hope this deep dive into HeyGen and the future of AI video generation has been informative and inspiring. Remember, the future is full of possibilities, and AI is just one of the many tools that can help us create a better tomorrow. Until next time, keep exploring and keep learning.